Hey, Arizona, Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell.
Welcome to On the Menu Live, the most delicious hour on radio and the hottest in culinary and cocktail talk. And now, broadcasting live from another Power Happy Hour on Power Talk 1210, here's your host, Matt Russell.
And fellow foodies, thank you for tuning in to On the Menu Live like you do every Saturday at 4 o'clock right here on Power Talk 1210. We really appreciate your listening to us every week. We bring you the most delicious hour on radio, and this show is certainly no exception because everything we talk about today is going to be about ultimate cuisine, ultimate cocktails, ultimate guests, ultimate hosts, and we're all rallying together around the spirit of ultimateness because we're here talking about the ultimate party, which is coming up here in just a few short days in Southern Arizona. It is one of the biggest and baddest and best events in all of the Grand Canyon State, and we have rallied together a lot of the people behind the success of this event. Now, when you're thinking about the success of this event, there's one woman, and I know she'll say it takes a village and all that business, but there's one woman who has worked tirelessly to bring this event to Southern Arizona. She is our celebrity co-host for the full hour. She is the director of community relations right here in Tucson for Arizona State University, and she is the chair of the ultimate party. Here she is in all of her ultimateness, my good friend Kelly Maslin.
Hey, it's great to be here.
What's going on, girl?
Well, I wasn't sure if she said curl or girl. Hey, I've been working the last couple weeks on the ultimate party, like almost exclusively in all of my free time, because we have so much going on that it takes not only a village, but it takes a ton of time to organize this entire event.
Yeah, we're going to be talking about all the details around this great event. I'm going to be there. You're going to be there. I mean, all of Southern Arizona turns out for this great event, you know, because it benefits the Boys and Girls Clubs of Tucson. And the I mean, it really is all about the kids. Why did you decide to get involved, you know, with this organization? And now you've ascended to the pinnacle of your career. You're chairing the event this year.
Woohoo! Yeah. I've been on the Boys and Girls Club board for about 10 years. And progressed slowly up the food chain of committees and assignments. And I was asked last year if I would chair the ultimate party. And in a crazy moment, I said yes. And so here I am. But really, it's all about helping the kids at the Boys and Girls Clubs. They need a safe place to go after school and on weekends and during the summer. And we raise enough money during this event to fund one clubhouse for a whole year.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah, so we're, you know, pushing and getting people to come to this event and have a lot of fun, but also spend money there for the kids.
Absolutely, that's why we're all here. Now there's the Boys and Girls Clubs of Tucson. You know, they host events throughout the year.
Oh yeah.
But these two pinnacle events from a food and beverage perspective, you know, are the event,
yes,
which is in the spring, and then the party, which is in the fall. Now, some things that now we're not calling it the party this year. This is the ultimate party, which suggests, Kelly Maslin, that this event is a little different from years past.
Well, absolutely. I'm chair, so it's the ultimate event.
Oh, she's good.
but we've added some things this year and made some changes to add a little more excitement to it. First of all, we've moved the venue from the TCC to Keno Stadium.
Great.
And so we're going to be taking over the concourse at Keno Stadium and really making it a special, spectacular event. We're also kicking off the event this year with the Ultimate Happy Hour from 4 to 6:30. So we're encouraging people to find an excuse to leave office a little early.
Oh, yes.
Come on down. Join us for great food, great beverage specials. And we have a raffle this year. We have fantastic silent auction. And to top it all off, at the end of the evening, we're going to have a sparkly fireworks show that's presented by Tiffany.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Okay, so right, you've just hit it out of the park. I mean, we've all have great expectations for the event and the party, but now you've just taken it to the next level. First of all, let me say, Keno Stadium, what a great venue.
Absolutely.
For an event like this.
Yeah. Yeah, because the way we have it set up is we're going to have live bands on one end of the concourse over by the first base side, and then we're going to have a DJ on the other end of the concourse. That's presented by Desert Diamond Casinos and Entertainment.
Woohoo!
So DJ Blade from there is going to be the DJ for us.
Great.
That night. And it really encourages people to go back and forth between the two sides. We'll have all the silent auction items in the middle for them to look at. And it's just a great flow this year.
Okay, so this is all happening on Friday, November the 13th.
A lucky day for the kids.
A lucky day for the kids. Perfect, Kelly. Perfect. And what time? So the whole thing is kicking off with the ultimate happy hour.
Right.
And what time does that start?
At 4 o'clock.
At 4 o'clock. Okay. Yeah. And talk to us about what you have in mind for the ultimate happy hour, because those are big words, Kelly Maslin.
Absolutely.
Because wherever I go, ultimateness and happy hour, they just sort of manifest, especially if it's on a Friday afternoon. But what makes this one ultimate?
Well, part of it is that Fox Restaurant Concepts, who is our food sponsor for the entire night.
Right on.
They are providing all the food for all the attendees. They're having special foods for the happy hour that they don't normally serve in the restaurants. So it's kind of a really special food event during the happy hour. But not only that, Tito Handmade Vodka is our happy hour drink sponsor.
Woman after my own heart.
And as you come into the event, we're going to have little shots of kamikaze drinks for everyone.
With Tito's vodka.
With Tito's vodka.
Okay, so now I have just sort of changed the way I want to experience happier. Wherever I walk, every door I walk in now, I want to be handed a shot of Tito's Handmade Vodka. Can we make that happen, Kelly Maslin?
Well, I don't know.
Can
about
we get Tito
event
on the phone, Mike? Is it possible to get Tito on the phone?
At our event, we can make that happen.
Well, I got to tell you, well done with Tito's. And I'll just say, this is not a paid statement. Tito's Handmade Vodka is our vodka of choice at the Russell House. So to know that you guys have celebrated and embraced excellence there at the ultimate party by choosing the one vodka that I think has just generated so much buzz.
Yes.
Across the meeting. Great. So I'm handed, did you say a kamikaze?
Yeah.
From Tito's Handmade, just to get the evening going, to get you in the spirit, to get you, in the zone. And then you're surrounded by all these great concepts from Fox restaurants. And, and you said some of the dishes that are going to be served that night are not even on the menu. I'm really interested to find out more about that.
I know.
We're going to be talking to Chef Carlos Calderon a little bit later on in the show. He's the brand chef for North Italia across the entire Fox enterprise. He's going to be talking to us a little bit later about some of the dishes that all of the Fox restaurants are going to be serving up that night. So this is drinks. This is the cuisine. You might even do a little dancing, too, to the music.
Oh, absolutely. And that's one of the things we're doing this year that's a little different than we've done in past. We've had a live auction in the past, and we've decided to change it up a little, not have the live auction at the party. So we'll have dancing and music all night long. So it'll be a really high energy, great fun. We have the Mockingbirds playing and 80s and Gentlemen also playing. So it's going to be really fun music all night long.
Yeah, this is great. You and I, Kelly Maslin, have eaten together.
Yes.
You and I have consumed cocktails together.
Absolutely.
We've never danced.
I know. You're right.
We've never danced.
Oh, my gosh.
So this is going to be a historic milestone in my career to actually be able to dance with Kelly Maslin. Actually, if any of our listeners want to dance with Kelly Maslin, her cell phone number is... I'm kidding. But anyway, November the 13th, it starts at 4 o'clock out of Kino Stadium. Now, how can people get tickets? Because, again, there are a couple of thousand people that are expected to turn out for this event, and you want to be among these ultimate partiers, how can you get tickets?
We make it really easy to get tickets. Go to thepartytucson.com. You can buy your tickets online. If you have an auction item you want to donate, you can also donate that online.
I can imagine. How many silent auction items are going to be there?
Oh, gosh. I think we're going to have 650.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, and there's some really great trips. There's hotels. There's golf. There's food. There's tons of wine. There's jewelry. There's, pretty much anything you could want to buy for someone for the holidays.
That's fantastic.
You can find there.
Absolutely.
Yeah, or for yourself.
And it's thepartytucson.com. How much are tickets?
$100 each.
Okay. Now, does that include the Tito's Handmade Vodka?
It includes one shot of Tito's Handmade Vodka, but it also includes all the food.
All the food is included in the $100?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
And you can eat as much as you want.
Oh, well, now those are very strong words. Because if I'm coming...
Yes, starve yourself all day.
All the restaurateurs, when they see me walk through the door, they all have that deer in the headlights look. Uh-oh, Matt's here.
They know.
But anyway, Kelly Maslin, our celebrity co-host for the full hour, thank you so much for everything that you and the Boys and Girls Clubs of Tucson do for children in this community, for families in this community. Again, the ultimate party is a manifestation of ultimateness right here in Southern Arizona, November the 13th, beginning at 4 o'clock out at Kino Stadium. Get your tickets now while they're still available, www.thepartytucson.com. And we're going to be dedicating the rest of this show to everything happening out there that night. We're going to take a little pause from the party, though, because when we get to our next guest, he's going to be talking about something that he has up his sleeve for Veterans Day, and it's all about beer.
And we love celebrating the spirit of the service of veterans, especially around an ice cold beer. But anyway, Kelly, thanks so much for hanging out
with us.
We're going to take a quick commercial break and thank a couple of sponsors. And when we come back, we're talking suds with one of the good guys in the craft beer community. Stick around. You're listening to On the Menu Live on Power Talk 1210. We'll be right back.
What are the top three ways to stay current on Tucson's culinary and cocktail scene throughout the week? First, like On the Menu Live on Facebook. Then, follow On the Menu Live on Twitter. And finally, check out On the Menu Live on Instagram. It's On the Menu Live with Matt Russell on Power Talk 1210. Feel the power, baby.
Well, here we are at Acacia Real Food and Cocktails on Skyline and Campbell, and we just ran into Chef Albert Hall. Hey, Chef.
Welcome back to Acacia, Matt. It's always great to see you up here.
So what's cooking?
Well, as you know, our happy hour is always rocking with great food and drink specials every day of the week. And our lunch, dinner, and Sunday brunch menus are ever-changing with fresh, honest, and local ingredients. You know that's what we're all about.
As you say, Chef, real food, real cocktails. That's what keeps me coming back.
Don't forget to check our website regularly for information on upcoming specials, classes, and events.
Yep, acaciatucson.com.
Let's go get a drink, Matt.
I'm in.
Acacia, real food and cocktails on the northeast corner of Skyline and Campbell, open daily from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Has this ever happened to you? Let's say you're out for happy hour on a Friday night, and after a few cocktails, you and your friends decide to stay for dinner, which includes a couple glasses of wine. And when it's time to go home, you ask yourself, am I really able to drive, or shall I just call a taxi? Well, Arizona's DUI laws are very strict, so driving yourself is just plain stupid. On the other hand, calling a taxi means that you have to find a way back to your car the next day. And we all know how inconvenient that is. The next time you're in this situation, leave the driving to the Entourage Transportation Group. A phone call to Entourage quickly dispatches an electric scooter to your location, and a fully licensed and insured driver neatly folds the scooter up, places it in your trunk, and drives you home in your own car. When you arrive home, the driver simply unpacks the scooter and drives off to the next call. Both you and your car are home safe. Take this number down and keep it handy whenever you go out for drinks and dinner. You'll be glad you did. 909-0100. That's 909-0100.
Hey, all you barbecue pitmasters out there in Arizona. This is Ray Lampe, Dr. Barbecue, and you're listening to On the Menu Live with my pal Matt Russell. It's the most delicious hour on radio.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It is Matt Russell broadcasting live from the intergalactic headquarters of Power Talk 1210 here with my celebrity co-host. She's with us for the full hour. She's the director of community relations right here in Tucson for Arizona State University. The lovely Kelly Maslin is back.
Hello.
Having a great time.
Yeah.
Anyway, you know, this Wednesday is Veterans Day, Kelly.
Absolutely.
And there's a local brewer here in town who thinks that Veterans Day deserves its own beer.
Fantastic.
And I'm not going to argue with him. And he's on the phone with us right now, joining us from the corporate compound of 1912 Brewing Company. My good friend Alan Conger is here. Alan, how you doing, man?
All right. How you doing, man?
Hey, we're having a great time. And, you know, listen, before we get started on this beer, let me just tell our listeners, I am talking to a United States Marine. And this is a guy who not only has committed himself to the preservation of the principles upon which this country was founded, he also fought for them, and I know that I am joined by my colleagues across Southern Arizona, nay, across the country, by saying to Alan Conger, thank you so much for your service.
Well, thank you, Matt. And, you know, we'd like to thank everybody that served, Marines or not, all across the nation.
Absolutely. Well, you know, Veterans Day is Wednesday. It's one of the days that we at Russell Public Communications take off. We make sure that all of our staff members take some time out to salute the veterans that have served with such distinction here in the United States. So we are actually going to be coming down to the 1912 Brewing Company on Veterans Day to actually experience a beer that you and some local partners have crafted just to celebrate Veterans Day. Talk to us about what you have up your sleeve, Alan.
Absolutely. This is a collaboration with Green Tea Brewing, which should be opening up here pretty quick. They're also a veteran-owned brewery. So we were just kicking back, drinking beers one day and decided, hey, we wanted to do something together. Kind of grew into that. Hey, let's do it on Veterans Day and benefit, you know, some proceeds benefit Fisher House. We had to do something unique, you know, something a little different, which I think the Bearded Guard style definitely fits that, especially the way we made it. Typically, you know, they're ales that are cellared, We went straight up, with a lager. Made it on September 6th and been lagering it ever since. And I think it added to that smoothness, And just to make it a little more complex, I'll age it on some oak. And it's going to be up there, and those folks who like those strong beers up at 8.7.
Well, if people are listening to the show, they are all strong beer lovers. And again, Alan says this is an 8.7 beer. Now, so this is a beer made for veterans by veterans. So you're a veteran, and your colleague over there at Greenfeet Brewing Company, he's a veteran as well. So you guys are kicking back over beers and say, we got to do something to commemorate veterans here. So you've got a blank canvas when you come to decide what kind of beer do you think deserves the honor of being a Veterans Day brew. What led you to doing the Beer de Garde?
Just because of its uniqueness, just the strength, and definitely the uniqueness in it, right? So it's a beer you don't find a whole lot of information about. There's some guidelines, but not a whole lot of depths. It's actually originates in the region of France, and it was really just something, I make an ale, and I go and I put it away, I sell it. So it's kind of like the Minkler, right? We put it away until we want it, until you really need it and bring it out, and it's nice, strong, and smooth.
And you think the time has come. Now, we feel like VIPs, Alan, because this beer has not been made available to anybody other than the brewers themselves, and it will not be tapped until this big event, which we're going to talk about in a minute, at 1912 Brewing Company this Wednesday, Veterans Day. But we actually have procured a growler of these suds right now. So I'm actually going to be taking a sip of this beer for the first time, along with my celebrity co-host, Kelly Maslin. Now, is there a toast, Alan Conger, that we should use as we want to take this moment very seriously. Is there a toast that veterans use when they hoist their glasses to celebrate service?
Well, it varies between services, anywhere from the nationalities. Chindani is always a good one for 100 years. Salute.
All right. Salute.
Salute.
Okay, here we go. All right, so we're going in, Alan.
Wow. Oh. That is fantastic.
Talk to me, Kelly Mass.
Wow. It's so smooth, and lagers are my favorite beers, but it's a dark lager, and so you would expect it to be a little bitter, but it's not at all. It's got a great, you can taste that oaky flavor.
Yes.
That is so unique.
Listen to you. You need your own radio show, Kelly. Kelly likes her beer, Alan Conger, if it's
any questions. She's on point, let me tell you.
What I love, and I was going to say everything that Kelly said, because she absolutely nailed it. And she just has this grin from ear to ear. So you've won her heart, Alan. But anyway, I love sort of the malt that comes through on this beer. So it's not overwhelming, but it's a mouthful. It's just beautiful. And at an 8.7, you're thinking, this is a big beer and I'm going to get smacked around by the booze effect. You can definitely taste that sort of alcohol anchor, but it's sort of complex with the other ingredients. So it's really a nice balance, and that's what I love.
Yeah, that's why we took our time with it. We made it on September 6th. It's been lagering ever since, and it was a big point. And adding the oak in there just adds that extra kind of twist to it.
Yeah, that's a great flavor.
Just gorgeous. Okay, Beer de Garde is this beer. Brig Bound is the party that is happening out at 1912 Brewing Company. Again, that's this Wednesday, Veterans Day, starting at noon. Now, Alan, what can we expect when your guests arrive to celebrate service with you and your comrades? What can they expect at this killer party?
So we're going to be tapping the beer at high noon. We're going to have folks from Greenfeet helping us out serving. And then come 1300 hours, 1 o'clock, for civilians, we'll be having Big Bad Wolf food truck. He's also a Navy vet. And then we'll have later in the afternoon, in the evening, we'll have Hellfire Pizza out so you can get some great food and some great beer.
Okay, great food, great beer, great camaraderie, great company, and a great collaboration, really, between 1912 and Greenfeet Brewing. Again, the event is this Wednesday, November the 11th, starting at high noon and going throughout daylight and into the evening. And I want to encourage all of our listeners to head out to 1912 Brewing Company. I'm going to be there. I know all of my colleagues are going to be there. Now, remind our listeners, Alan Conger, exactly where 1912 Brewing Company is.
It's 2045 North Forbes Boulevard. So we're just off of I-10 in Grant. If you're heading west on Grant, just go past the freeway and make a left at the Waffle House. And that's our nice little landmark. Go to the end of that industrial complex, and we'll be back there.
Well, if John Farlow is listening, he said, take a left at the Waffle House. There will be no question. Hey, John, you know, one of our celebrity co-hosts, he all of his coordinates are around the Waffle House. But anyway, Alan Conker with 1912 Brewing Company, I want to thank you again for everything that you have done, not only for this country, but this for this community. And we will be saluting you and veterans across the country at your place, 1912, again, Wednesday starting in New. Thanks so much, brother.
All right, thanks, Matt. Look forward to seeing you.
We're going to take another quick commercial break and thank a couple of more of our valued sponsors. And when we come back, yes, fellow foodie, she's here. She just sat down and she's drinking a lovely beer, which now that she's just spit it completely over the microphone because she wasn't expecting that. The beautiful Lorraine Morgan from the Boys and Girls Clubs of Tucson is our next guest. She's going to be talking about all the great programs in this community that are only possible because of the generous contributions from this community, and that all begins with the ultimate party. Anyway, stick around. We'll be right back.
Hey there, fellow foodies. Matt Russell here, and I say that nothing makes a culinary and cocktail experience more legendary than a premium cigar. And Jerry's Cigars has everything for the Tucson cigar enthusiast. With more than 70,000 cigars in stock, Jerry's has a cigar for every taste and size, including rare and hard-to-find cigars, alongside an impressive showcase of lighters and cutters, humidors, and other accessories. Swing by Jerry's for some sticks to go, or fire one up in the climate-controlled comfort of Jerry's Cigar Lounge. Jerry's Cigars, the official tobacconist of On the Menu Live. Come see him today at 4433 North 1st Avenue, just north of Wetmore Road. Or give them a call at 887-7778. That's 887-7778.
How's it going, Tucson? Jeff Morrow here from the Sandwich King on the Food Network. Thanks for listening to On the Menu Live with my buddy Matt Russell.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It is Matt Russell broadcasting live from the Power Talk 1210 studio right here on Broadway and Country Club, having a great time and talking about the ultimate party and all of the ultimateness that means with my celebrity co-host. She is the director of community relations right here in Tucson for Arizona State University, and she also is the chair of the ultimate party. Kelly Maslin is back with us.
Glad to be here.
Making our way through some great suds, I would say.
Yeah, this beer is fantastic.
Anyway, Arizona State is probably still hanging on to their lead over Washington State. Do we have an update on the score?
I do not have an update on the
score. Okay, well, you know, if you have to ask, ASU is winning.
Yes. They were winning 14-10 at halftime.
I thought I'd be so excited for that. But anyway, this is your hour, Kelly. This is your hour. Anyway, you know, we talk about the Boys and Girls Clubs of Tucson a lot during this the course of the year and all of the great events that they're behind. Most often the great events that are anchored by great food and great beverages and great libations. And Kelly Maslin shared a little bit about what's going on at this amazing event, actually, that is going to draw thousands to Keno Stadium again on November the 13th, beginning with the Power. No, it's the Power Happy Hour. It's the ultimate happy hour. I'm the Power Happy Hour, starting at 4 o'clock. We want to just remind all of our listeners exactly why we're here, why we're doing this, why the community rallies in such big and bold ways to support this great organization that benefits so many kids and families in this community. And there's no one better to tell the story than the vice president. Ooh. The vice president of Fund Development and Communications for the Boys and Girls Clubs of Tucson, my friend, Lorraine Morgan.
Hey, how are you?
You're on the Menu Live debut.
I'm so excited.
And I say Lorraine Morgan and Kelly Maslin on the show at once. I'm all a quiver.
Two redheads.
I'm a quiver.
Yeah. Two redheads you got here.
What have I done to deserve such fortune in my life? But anyway, you're one of the hardest working people in this community. And you and your colleagues there at the Boys and Girls Clubs of Tucson just work tirelessly. And we just get to talk to you twice a year about these great events, but this is an organization that is always on the edge of innovation, always on the edge of creativity, and it's all about the kids. And were it not for, you know, your commitment to these kids and then the community that rallies for them, I don't know where we'd be. So thank you so much for everything you do.
Oh, thank you for having us, and thank you for letting us talk about this great event. And really, you know, the ultimate party, this is the ultimate cause, because we're here for these kids. We're here for 5,000 kids every day, Monday through Friday after school and over the summer when they need to have a safe place to go, and enrichment activities and athletic activities. And this party, while it's a great fun event, it brings the community together to support a cause that is critical to families in Tucson.
My goodness, 5,000 kids are served by the clubs in Tucson?
Yeah. We have six clubhouses. One is at the at Pasquayaki Tribe, and the other five clubhouses are located in some of the community's most distressed neighborhoods, but those are not all of the kids that we serve. We're open for, you know, we're here for every kid, whether they want to play basketball, because some of our clubhouse leagues are the most competitive in Tucson. I mean, these kids are really good players. But we also have computer technology. We have homework help after school. We have arts and crafts. We have field trips. We have just a variety, 40 different programs. And kids can come every day for $10 during the school year.
Oh, my gosh. So there's how many clubs, clubhouses around Tucson?
Six.
Okay, so and we just love when our listeners, you know, twice a year we dedicate this show to this cause, and we hear from listeners time and time again that have actually made arrangements to go visit one of these clubhouses because they didn't really have a sense of what was really going on there. And not until you actually come and visit the clubhouse to see, to be surrounded by these programs, you really understand exactly what's happening. So give our listeners a sense, when you walk into to the doors of a clubhouse, what are the kinds of things that you see and the kinds of things that you feel?
Joy is the first thing that comes to my mind. You know, I call it Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, the factor, because you drive by and it's this big sort of nondescript building. And you go inside, and the minute you walk through the door, you see happy, joyful, cared for kids that are engaged in, you know, really positive activities with like-minded kids that want to be there and want to stay on the right track. And our goal is to get these kids from age 7 to 17 progressing grade to grade to grade on time with a plan for their future, graduating high school, whether that plan is college, a four-year, you know, college, or trade school, or a, you know, two-year community college, or a career, a profession. We want our kids to walk out the door when they age out of the Boys and Girls Clubs with some really strong strategies and tactics to help them create a successful adulthood.
Wonderful. And I heard that once you age out, once you sort of become an alum, for lack of a better word, I've heard that some kids actually stay connected with the clubs, the clubhouses, and remain, you know, part of that community that they sort of benefited from as younger kids.
Absolutely. All day long. We have the most, here in Tucson, just some really great kids. In fact, our 2015 Youth of the Year, Goelle Ellis, she, the minute she graduated, she came back and filled out a volunteer application, and she's in the clubhouse working with the staff and helping kids and mentoring kids and doing all kinds of things to give back. And that's what's created by this organization and our staff members. You know, the biggest reason that kids give for coming day after day after day are the relationships, the positive relationships that they develop with our staff and with our volunteers.
Right on. So you take a look at the services provided by the Boys and Girls Clubs of Tucson. Really, you're filling sort of a void that would go unmet were it not for the clubs. I mean, you are providing a significant service to this community. These kids would go wanting were it not for the commitment of this community to come together and rally around this. Kelly Maslin, no wonder you've been involved with this organization for a decade.
I know. I mean,
seriously.
Once you talk to the kids and you hear their stories, you can't but help. You can't not want to help them. I mean, you just want to do so much more because there's so much energy they create and so much need that they have. And you just want to do everything you can to help them succeed.
The passion is the word that weaves its way throughout all of these segments. I mean, both of you have such a passion. You have such a verve for serving this community and doing it for the kids. And that's why we're here. Anyway, how can people find a little bit more about Boys and Girls Clubs of Tucson, Lorraine?
So people can go online and visit our website at bgctucson.org, or they can call us at 573-3533. Whether it's somebody who's interested in supporting us or wants to be a volunteer, we have so many opportunities to get involved, and we're just excited to be able to have this party, to put forth this event, to not only fundraise but friend raise.
Right on. That's what it's all about. I think we have a caller. Somebody we had a caller about the vodka. Do we have, all right, so someone has called in. They were so intrigued by the Tito's vodka story.
As well they should be.
These are our listeners, Lorraine Morgan. We're so darn proud of them.
I love it.
Anyway, we're going to go to line one and say hi to Tricia. Tricia, you have a question.
Yes, well, actually, it's more a comment and a kudos to everybody involved in that planning, because they have chosen a gluten-free vodka.
All right, listen to you.
If you want to drink healthy, you will drink something that is made from something besides a grain.
Right on. Right on, Trisha.
And that means if you know that about health and GF, which means gluten-free, it also means good food, member. Yes, that's the other half of my name.
Right on.
This will filter down into the minds of the youth. If you can phase out gluten to the youth, we will have a happier and healthier generation, and the young leaders who will be looking after us will live longer, healthier, and have happier, healthier families themselves. Thanks for listening. Good luck.
Happiness and health is what it's all about.
Shot, I'll be there.
Trisha, thank you so much for calling in. Gluten-free vodka, who knew?
Well, there you go.
I mean, I'm all in. Anyway, we're going to take a quick commercial break and thank a couple more of our sponsors, and when we come back, we're going to be talking to Chef Carlos Calderon, the brand chef for North Italia across the Fox Restaurant Concepts Enterprise. He's going to be talking about some of the cuisine that is going to be made available for all the folks who turn out for the ultimate party. Then, in fact, we actually have a little bit of that cuisine that we're going to actually try here right in the studio, because you can't drink on an empty stomach,
exactly.
Kelly Maslin. Anyway, stick around, fellow foodies. We'll be right back.
Why such a loud slurp, my friend?
Well, I read on a recent article on TucsonFoodie.com 8 spots for Japanese ramen in Tucson that is customary.
What? No way.
Way. Not only that, but I found a great Tucson Foodie article about some of the best Tucson hotspots for happy hour, a guide to the growing number of restaurants in downtown Tucson, a roundup of killer spots for burgers, and a number of new restaurants to check out. Tucson Foodie also just won a Best of Award from the Tucson Weekly's 2014 competition.
That's insane.
What? That they won an award?
No, that slurping ramen is customary. I'm going to have to check out Tucson Foodie to see for myself. Where can I find it?
They're all over. Check them out on the web at TucsonFoodie.com, Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, Instagram, and Tumblr. They also have a great weekly email newsletter, which you can sign up for at TucsonFoodie.com. Just look for the bright red logo.
I'm on it.
Great. Now, excuse me, I have a bowl of ramen to finish.
If you didn't know that Acacia has one of the best happy hours in the West, you've been missing out on a great experience. Our bar menu features a wide selection of shareable small plates, creative cocktails, extensive beer and wine, as well as daily specials every night of the week. Kick back, unwind, and join us at Acacia, where great food at great value is always on tap. Acacia, real food and cocktails. Visit us online at acaciatucson.com.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It is Matt Russell broadcasting live, surrounded by some real heroes in this community. My celebrity co-host, the director of community relations right here in Tucson for Arizona State University, and the chair of the Ultimate Party. She's here in all of her ultimateness, Kelly Maslin.
Hello.
Having a great time. Also, the vice president of fund development and communications at the Boys and Girls Clubs of Tucson, the Honorable Lorraine Morgan. Now, we have some guests here. Lorraine in the studio. Do you
want to?
Yes,
we do.
Who came by for the show?
Well, I have to say we have a creative genius who helped us brand the party this year, and it's Frank Williams of Frank Williams Design, and he stopped by to give us some encouragement, and Melissa Royer, who is on our marketing team at the Boys and Girls Clubs, and she has a lot to do with all of the creative as well.
So. Awesome. You know, I just had the privilege of meeting Melissa for the first time. At an event last week, and good catch.
Oh yeah, you know? She's fabulous.
Yeah, absolutely. And the guy sitting to her left, I have known for a long time. And let me just echo the genius part, because Frank Williams of Frank Williams Design really is, one in a million. I mean, people think, okay, design shops. Well, you know, you've got this, you know, creativity. He's the most creative, one of the most creative guys I've met, and he does everything so strategically with the work at Frank Williams Design, because there's needs to be a strategy with everything. It's more about just creating the kinds of images that are going to move people to do something. People want to become a part of the imagery that he creates, and that's all based on a strategy. So check out Frank Williams Design.
online, you know, everywhere. He's got a super funky office downtown. Frank is one of the good guys in this community, and, you know, I'm so pleased to see how much he's involved with this party.
That's. I just want to say one thing about that. He is amazing. He helps us so much throughout the year, and all of the branding that you've seen and every piece of creative he has done for us as an in-kind donation, because he really cares about the kids.
That's Frank Williams right there. That is Frank Williams. I actually was driving on the way to the radio station today. I actually saw a big brand for the Ultimate. I almost drove
on a bus bench.
It caught my attention.
First time we've ever done that before, and AdVision has really helped us. They've supported that.
I love it. First time I've ever been moved by a bus bench.
love it.
And leave it to Frank Williams.
Yeah, I know.
Anyway, we talked all about the great cuisine that is going to be available here at the Ultimate Party again on November the 13th out at Keno Stadium. And our next guest is certainly no stranger to this show. In fact, every time he comes on the show, our ratings go through the roof. He is a chef, the corporate brand chef for North Italia at Fox Restaurant Concepts, my good friend, Chef Carlos Calderon. Carlos, how are you?
Oh, my God, I'm great. Look at that amazing intro. You're too good to me.
Well, you know, you have a couple of beers, and you're surrounded by some great cuisine, and, you know, excellence just manifests right here. Carlos, I'm so glad, you know, and I know that, you know, you bounce back and forth from Tucson to Phoenix, and you got the call, you know, to come up to join the mothership there up in Phoenix at Fox Restaurant Concepts. But to us, Carlos, you're always going to be Carlos C520, always.
I love it. I appreciate a kind word.
So
my heart will always be here.
Right on. And check out Carlos C520 on Instagram also, because Carlos is just always has a lot of fun in his posts. Anyway, before we talk about the cuisine, Carlos, I'm curious. I mean, this event is going to draw thousands, and Fox is the exclusive food service purveyor for thousands in one night. How in the world, Carlos Calderon, do you even wrap your head around preparing for an event of this magnitude?
Well, luckily, I don't have to do it myself, or else we'd be in really big trouble. But you know, with the coordination of four great chefs here in Tucson, you know, the Wildflower Restaurant, Zinburgers, North, and Blanco, with the help of them, we get our act together, and we're able to coordinate it. With help from Shamrock Foods and other great food vendors that help us get all the food together for the Boys and Girls Club.
A lot of fun. So all of the concepts are going to be there. They've all thought very creatively about what to serve. Now, when you're serving a dish for an event of this, what are the kinds of things that go through your mind, Carlos, about deciding what to serve? I mean, for an event, people are going to be on their feet. They're going to be dancing. They're going to be drinking. They're going to be, you know, they're going to be involved in spirited auction, you know, bidding, raising money. How do you decide what to serve?
Well, we want people to have a great time. So we want food that's going to be conducive to that. We don't want people fussing around with food that's going to, they're going to have to stop socializing to turn around and eat. You know, we want people to have fun. So I think that's where this ultimate happy hour comes in. You know, it's having great, fun food, you know, easy snacks like nachos and, you know, little chef board like having prosciutto and cheeses, you know, smoked salmon, little mini Kobe hot dogs. I mean, you know, just having great foods that are very approachable that people are going to enjoy and love.
That's great. Now, we're going to go down the menu here in a bit, but I'm curious, Carlos. I mean, Fox Restaurant Concepts, you know, the spirit of philanthropy is something that weaves itself through everything that this great company does. And, you know, there are few events that Fox, you know, is not a part of. And you and your team have come together in such service to the Boys and Girls Clubs of Tucson. I'm interested to know, I mean, year in and year out, Carlos, Fox Restaurants gets behind this great organization in so many ways. What is it about the Boys and Girls Clubs of Tucson that makes it impossible to say no to?
Well, I think, you know, it's the children. It's the impact that, you know, we can help provide for the future of society, you know. We want to do anything we can to continue that social sustainability, so to speak, of our community. And, you know, it starts with the kids and making sure that they have outlets for education and for, you know, whatever other interests they have. And you know, that just keeps us coming back and wanting more and giving back more and more.
Beautiful. It's an absolutely beautiful spirit, and I salute you as well. So we actually were privileged to be in receipt of some of the dishes that are actually going to be there at the Ultimate Party, and I'm looking at some pretty ultimate food here, Carlos. Let's begin with North, okay, because that's your baby. So North Italia is going to be there. What can your guests there at the event expect to see coming out of North at this event?
Well, I mean, we have to serve what I think is our best dish on our happy hour menu, and that's our chef board. And basically, that's just a bunch of great little snacks. If you like prosciutto di Parma, if you like Crescenza cheese, if you like apricot mostarda and grilled asparagus and all, you know, Martone almonds, the best almonds in the world. We're also going to be serving some beef lasagna. And I think one of your favorites, the tiramisu dessert. I think you might have that in front of you, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh yes, we're surrounded by all of the goodness. And now let me just say, we're actually enjoying some of the chef's board right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as pleasing on the eyes as it is on the palate, this is a gorgeous presentation. You've got a variety of flavors and textures that are coming out of here. And I got to tell you, Carlos, this is probably the first time that the words Kino Stadium and Prosciutto di Parma have ever been uttered in the same sentence.
Leave it to Fox.
Yeah. I would have to say that's probably a true fact.
Artisan meats, artisan cheeses, you know, wonderful asparagus. You've got Marcona almonds, beautiful olives, the vibrant colors coming off of this board. I think if this is an idea, if this is an example of what our listeners have in store for them, I mean, you're not going to go to the Ultimate Party and get, you know, cotton candy.
Right.
I hope we're not getting cotton candy. Thank goodness.
Okay. Yeah, no, we want to make sure that, you know, there's a value in what we're serving for our guests, you know. We think of them as our guests because we feel like everyone who's supporting the Boys and Girls Club are coming to support a great cause, and we want to make sure that they're enjoying themselves and, you know, having a great product in front of them.
Right. Well, a great product is in front of us right now.
Absolutely.
We are actually going to do a little toast to the tiramisu. Now, this is enough tiramisu to feed. Let's see, how many are in the studio right here? Melissa and Frank are being awfully patient. They're saying, pass the tiramisu, for crying out loud, Russell. Talk a little about this tiramisu.
I was wondering why I was so quiet.
Yeah.
Talk a little bit about this tiramisu. Again, this is not an easy dish to do for an event that's going to draw nearly 3,000 people, Carlos.
Yeah, it's going to take a little bit of time. I think we planned on doing the tiramisu, making the tiramisus over a three-day period. Of course, prepping all the mascarpone cream and the coffee syrup that goes into it.
That's so good.
I mean, and it just takes a lot of patience to build these tiramisus. We're going to do individual portions as well. It's not going to be a big cake that's sliced into pieces. We don't like to do things easily. We like to take the hard route.
Okay, now what are these little pearls that are sort of dressing the top of the tiramisu? These are lovely.
Oh, these are delicious.
Yeah, those, we don't make those, but we do purchase them. They're a great product. It's a chocolate rice pearl, so it's a rice puff that's dipped in chocolate, basically. And it just adds a little different texture. It's not traditional, but I think it just adds a nice element of surprise and texture to that, you know, classic dish.
And I think that that's what North is all about. I mean, you've got this great convention. You've got these classic experiences that people expect when they come into, you know, an Italian restaurant. But what North does is they do a little tweak. They do a little modern expression. And they give you things that you're not expecting without compromising the integrity of the tradition of the cuisine. And I think this tiramisu is a great example. Now, again, chocolate rice pearls at Kino Stadium. Love this.
That's the best thing I've ever eaten.
Okay, Lorraine Morgan said, and I'm writing this down, that is the best thing she has ever eaten, Carlos.
Yeah.
Well, she can come in and order them whenever she wants. I'll give her a whole cup of them.
Awesome.
Absolutely. Okay, so North is really setting the bar pretty darn high for the people that are going to be coming out to the event, the Ultimate Party. Now, Blanco is also going to be there. And my good friend Brian Lapham from Blanco, just ran into him a couple of hours ago. He's gearing up for the big event. And what's going on coming out of Blanco, Carlos?
Well, like I said, the happy hour portion of it, they're going to be serving nachos, which you can't go wrong with a great nacho.
Oh, they're great.
Just with some great cheese, avocado and black beans, and a nice pico de gallo. For their entrees, as we're going to call them. They're serving a green chili pork enchilada, roasted chicken tacos, and brown sugar caramel flan. Now, if you can think about making tacos for 3,000 people, I mean, you got to say we're crazy, right?
Right.
Nachos. Can't go wrong with nachos, Kelly.
Oh, I love nachos. It's one of my favorite foods.
And again, you know what I love about what I love about this dish is this is real cheese. Okay, so it's not the stuff that's pumped out of a big box that is neon orange, and you throw a tablespoon of jalapenos on it, and there you go.
It's not out of a can either.
I mean, not out of a can, not out of a box. And if nachos can be artisanal, you guys have nailed it at Blanco. Now, you're making a lot of friends here, Carlos. The nachos are disappearing in record time. But anyway, this is beautiful. And then you talk about the tacos again.
They're roasted chicken tacos. These tacos, we actually roast them for, I think, a few hours, really slow, low heat. And then we simmer them with a little bit of green chilies and some spices. But, they're just a great product. I think we're going to be able to serve a moist chicken taco, which is just tough to think when you're trying to do 3,000 of them, like I said.
Yeah, these are really great.
Kelly likes tacos, Carlos. Kelly likes tacos. There's a hashtag in there somewhere. Kelly with an E.
I'm making a lot of friends today. I love it.
Absolutely.
And I've said this to Brian a million times. I'm going to say it to you, Carlos. One of the things I love most about Blanco and these tacos is the structural integrity of the product. So one of the things I just don't like about other tacos is you pick it up and right away sort of the tortilla begins to disintegrate. You end up with a lap full of ingredients and then it's just an embarrassment and then you're never invited to the party again.
That's so frustrating.
So I don't know. I mean, I don't know if it's the tortillas you use. I don't know if it's the ratio, the tortilla to stuffing ratio. But you've got a lot of protein. You've got a lot of ingredients in this taco, lovingly wrapped with this tortilla, but it's maintaining its integrity throughout the moment. And boy, we're gobbling up these tortillas and these tacos in record time.
Well, I mean, it's all of that, and it takes the great care of who's putting them together to make sure that they're not abusing the, like you said, the integrity of the great taco. And we're really happy with our product that we use. We stand by everything we do. And I'm just glad you're enjoying it. I hope everyone at the Boys and Girls Club or at the party enjoys it as well.
The ultimate party.
Absolutely.
Ultimate tacos, ultimate nachos, ultimate prosciutto de Parma.
Yeah. The ultimate tiramisu.
Tiramisu.
Oh, my gosh. You should rename that on your menu.
Yeah, well, there's none left. The tiramisu is gone, Carlos. Now, I don't know. Can you make a house call? We got 13 minutes left in the show. We want more. But anyway.
I'll rush down there and give you some.
We talked about North. We talked about Blanco. I'm curious to know, what do our friends at Zenburger have planned for the ultimate party?
Well, we're going against the grain here. And we're doing hot dogs for happy hour. A burger
right
place
on.
And hot dogs.
Right on.
And not just any hot dogs, Kobe beef hot dogs.
Oh, my gosh.
Just like some of our burgers.
Oh, my gosh.
I love hot dogs.
Okay, so again, here's an opportunity. And we say in this business, there's people that like to cut corners. And there's people like to get away with the least that they can. You're going into an event, Carlos, that's going to serve darn near 3,000 people. And you are bringing Kobe beef hot dogs to the party.
Yeah, and that's not the only thing we're serving. I mean, we're serving sliders, of course, and buffalo chicken sandwiches. Mm. And then we're making some frozen treats from scratch, drumsticks, 50-50 bars, and ice cream sandwiches.
Oh, my gosh.
This is going to be nuts. Now that I'm thinking about it, I'm kind of starting to get nervous.
Okay, Callie Maslin mentioned that all of the food is included in the ticket price. I feel like I've already gotten my money's worth on just the food, Kelly.
Absolutely. I mean, that's one of the great things to have a partner like Frox Restaurants and to be able to provide a exquisite, unique dining experience to everybody that attends. I mean, I would go just for the food, but on top of that, you get the music and the entertainment, and it's great to have Frox as a partner because the food is the reason so many people come.
The epicenter of deliciousness is Frox Restaurants. Okay, we got one more restaurant that's going to be coming out in big numbers for the ultimate party on November the 13th, starting again at 4 o'clock at Keno Stadium. Our friends at Wildflower, what do they got going on?
Yeah, you can't forget the original. Well, they're not taking it easy either. We've got some smoked salmon for the happy hour portion. And then for dinner, we're actually making mini turkey pastrami sandwiches with pretzel buns. All right, that we're making as well. Butterscotch pudding and the famous Chinese chicken salad from Wildflower.
Oh, hey. Award-winning. Okay, you're hitting on all cylinders. And again, all of these dishes are going to be at the ultimate party. And we should, I missed talking about Zinburger. So they're bringing out the Kobe hot dogs. I should say the congratulations are in order because the best of Tucson and the Tucson Weekly, the readers have announced their favorite burger in all of Southern Arizona, and it's the Zinburger burger. Again, Carlos, you guys did it.
I love it. It's such a great burger. We were so blessed and happy to be able to bring such a great product to everyone here in town, and we just really appreciate everyone's support. And we're going to keep trying to do our best to continue that trend.
Right on. Well, Carlos, we so much appreciate you. We so much appreciate your team. We are so happy that even though you got the call, you suited up to go up to Phoenix. We still see you here. You're still a regular fixture here in Southern Arizona. We still run into you from time to time. And as long as you and I can keep pressing flesh time and time again, you can go wherever you want to. But anyway, Carlos Calderon from North Italia, I'm thankful for everything you do in this community, and I cannot wait to see you and your team on the 13th.
Thank you so much, Matt. We're looking forward to it. And like it's every year, it's just a special event and just gets us excited. So thanks a lot.
We appreciate it.
Carlos Calderon, everybody. Thanks so much,
brother.
Thank
you.
Okay, well, the time has come. We're actually going to give away, you ready? Two tickets to the ultimate party right now. Two tickets, woo-hoo, which has a street value of
$200.
$200. Okay, so this is the big moment. Now, have we thought about what would be a fun question to ask our listeners? We talked about a lot of stuff today. Any ideas?
I have one.
Yeah, go for it.
Well, we had a caller that called our attention to something about Tito's handmade vodka.
Yes.
And so what was that thing that caller called our attention to?
Great question. You had to be listening to know the answer. So we had a caller a little bit earlier on in the show that had a question about Tito's vodka. It was an interesting question, I think. And she very much appreciated to hear the answer. In fact, she darn near celebrated the fact that there was something interesting about Tito's vodka that she and people across Southern Arizona would very much appreciate. Okay, so we have an email address we want to tell you. Go to our email, and the first person that breaks through with the right answer, what did the caller ask about Tito's vodka, we're going to give you two tickets to go to the ultimate party. It's on the menu live at gmail.com. Again, on the menu live at gmail.com. Good luck. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we're going to be right back.
Where is Tucson's only locally owned and trusted purveyor of the freshest extra virgin olive oil and specially aged balsamics? Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics in St. Phillips Plaza. I'm Matt Russell, and I trust Alfonso exclusively for my olive oil and balsamics, and you should too. Tom and Nancy Alfonso invite you to taste the difference for yourself. Choose from nearly 30 olive oils imported from all over the world, from single varietals to fusions and infusions with fresh herbs, fruits, and spices. And enjoy the sweet and velvety flavors of more than 20 aged balsamics from Modena, Italy, including espresso, dark chocolate, fig, as well as traditional balsamic. And while you're there, check out their wide selection of artisan salts, peppers, chutneys, and jams, as well as fun accessories to take your olive oil and balsamic experience to a new level. Stop in today for a complimentary tasting. And as they say, taste first and buy when the excitement becomes overwhelming. Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics in St. Phillips Plaza on the southeast corner of River and Campbell. See what they're pouring today at alfonsooliveoil.com.
If you enjoy craft beer like I do, you want consistency, innovation, and passion to go into each and every beer that you drink. And Barrio Brewing Company, Arizona's oldest brewery, puts all three into each beer it produces. And they've been handcrafting fine beers for Tucson and Arizona for nearly 25 years. Barrio Brewing serves up a spectacular lineup of 12 standard and seasonal brews, including Barrio Blonde, the oldest continuously brewed beer in all of Arizona. Barrio also turns out specialty beers each month, like its new Simpatico Stout, a rich blend of Euro espresso roasted coffee, low-fat cocoa, flaked oats, and milk sugars to give you just the right balance of sweetness and a full, creamy mouthfeel with every sip. Stop by Barrio Brewing Company at the corner of 16th Street and Toole Avenue, just southeast of downtown, to enjoy some of Arizona's most innovative and delicious brews. Or look for them at your local grocer or your favorite dining and drinking establishments across town. Learn more today at BarrioBrewing.com.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live from the planning party, the ultimate planning party. Here we are gearing up for the ultimate party that's going to be happening on November the 13th, starting at 4 o'clock with the ultimate happy hour at Kino Stadium, all to benefit the Boys and Girls Clubs of Tucson with my celebrity co-host, the Director of Community Relations right here in Tucson for Arizona State University, and the event, the Ultimate Party Chair, Kelly Maslin.
Hello.
Having a good time? And
yeah.
We're back here with Vice President of Fund Development and Communications for the Boys and Girls Clubs. Lorraine Morgan is back with us.
Hello.
And I should say something. I learned something interesting during the commercial break. Frank Williams is here, Frank Williams Design.
Yeah.
He's going to be on this show very, very soon because our listeners will demand to hear the Frank Williams story.
They should.
Well, there's one thing about the Frank Williams story that I just learned. Frank is actually celebrating 17 years of service in brand development. And he said that he created the original brand development for Fox Restaurants. He did all of the early brand work, the creativity, the strategy for the concepts these many years ago.
That's how good he is.
I mean, when Fox wants the best, they go to Frank.
Absolutely.
Anyway, well, look at him.
He's blushing.
He is.
He's absolutely blushing. I mean, he's like the color of the prosciutto di Parma.
Yeah.
But anyway, this event, the Ultimate Party, would not be possible were it not with the spirited contributions from so many organizations in this town. And I'd be remiss, Kelly Maslin, to do this show without thanking some of the folks who really stepped up big and bold. Who should we thank for their contributions?
We've had a great response to our sponsorships for this event. And, of course, Jim Click Automotive Team is our presenting sponsor for this event. Fox Restaurant Concepts could not do this event without them. Desert Diamond Casinos and Entertainment, our entertainment sponsors. We've just had a great success in getting other sponsors too, like BMO Harris Bank, Tucson Federal Credit Union, Nova Home Loans, Banner University Medical Center, Simpatico, Long Realty, Pima County Sheriff's and Pima County Attorney's Office, Rusty and Mary Garrett, Dr. Jaw Orthodontics, Tiffany's, Kendra Scott, Tito's Handmade Vodka, of course, Golden Eagle Distributors, and Frank Williams Designs. It's been great for the kids have so much community support.
That's great. You know, I can't give equal time to everybody, but I have to say Dr. Jaw, right, he put braces on both my kids.
Oh, great.
So he does great work. Yeah, I absolutely love Dr. Jaw and his whole team. And Lorraine Morgan's got some information to talk to us about the tax credit.
I do. I want to make sure that people know that they can support the Boys and Girls Clubs of Tucson with Arizona State charitable tax credit. Easy for you to say.
Can I get you another beer, Lorraine?
It's up to $200 for a single person or $400 for couples filing jointly. It's a dollar-for-dollar tax credit. It's essentially free money.
There's a difference between a tax deduction and a tax credit.
Absolutely.
Right. Yeah.
You donate it to the Boys and Girls Clubs. It goes to the kids, and you get it back 100% on your when you file your taxes.
That's a no-brainer.
Keep your taxes local.
It's literally free
Absolutely.
Money.
Absolutely. Do it. Anyway, Lorraine Morgan with the Boys and Girls Clubs of Tucson. Again, thank you so much. I can't wait to... Now, I'm going to be dancing with Kelly at the Ultimate Party. Save me a dance, Lorraine.
Oh, I definitely will.
Thank you so much, Matt?
Thank you so much for all that you do for our entire community, but also I know you have a special love for the Boys and Girls Club, so thank you very much for that.
I can't say no, Lorraine. And I can't say no to Kelly Maslin. Kelly,
I adore you.
Listen, thank you so much for coming in. It's been a long time since you've been on the show, and I can't wait for you to come back.
Looking forward to it.
And anyway, thanks again for taking the leadership role and sharing the Ultimate Party. It's going to be a blast, and I can't wait to have that dance.
Looking forward to it.
Anyway, if you missed any part of this show whatsoever, the entire show is going to be posted to our website on themenulive.com early next week. But in the meantime, it's Matt Russell and Lorraine Morgan and Kelly Maslin reminding you, if it's Saturday from 4 to 5, it is on
the menu live.
Cheers, and we will see you at the Ultimate Party on November the 13th. Cheers.
Broadcasting live from the Tucson Original Studios. This is KEVT Sahuita Tucson. The Tucson Originals. Local dining at its best.